going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number two, we're into it. It is 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is time for a segment we call What's Bugging You? And that's where you call in, air it out, get it off your chest, and hopefully feel better, right? It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call now, 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try back. We'll squeeze you in. Good morning, Rosebud. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me this morning is listening to, for the last several weeks, Commissioner Simpson. I'm not as optimistic as he is about everything coming back in our ag. Because, let's see, our vegetable growers are under attack, citrus growers under attack, cattle ranchers, horse industry, all under attack. Now we got ambrosia beetles in our avocado farms in South Florida. They'll destroy them. And one more business I saw last night on the news. One more business that has to do with a lot of ag. Right here in Stark, Florida, a trucking company, big trucking company, closing down after decades and decades. Can't make it anymore in this business. It right here in Florida. That's really the last nail in the coffin for me. We're in serious trouble, and our yahoos in Washington or in Tallahassee don't realize it. Everything's going to be changed, including you people down in Marion County and your horse industry. Don't think for a minute these boys in Tallahassee are beholden to you. They're beholden to big lobby money, and it's coming. That's what's bugging me about the state of Florida. You people have a nice day. Keep the faith and stay engaged or it'll be gone. Have a nice day, guys.
You too, Rosebud. Yeah, good to hear from you. Yeah, I mean, Big Ag is under attack in all so many different ways. And I didn't know about the trucking company and what, you know, the whole story is behind that. But if it's just a financial thing, can't make it happen anymore. A company that's been around that long, yeah, that's not a good sign. And it was interesting. Just the other day, I saw them doing a piece on driverless trucks now hitting the roadway. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Let's go to Two-Stroke. What's bugging you?
Yeah, two things real fast. Number one, the day I spend $129 on a concert ticket, I don't care if it was Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, and Three Dog Night, maybe $12.95. And the second thing is, Putin's on the level of like a monster like Hitler and Stalin. He's like a 0 out of 10. He's like an 11. But this POS dirtbag, Zelensky, is like a 10. I mean, the guy can't put on a suit. He can't make a deal. He is the problem. And I'm so tired of hearing about Ukraine, just like the rest of the country. Like, I just have to turn the news off.
Right, right. As far as your concert ticket goes, yeah, I wish I could buy, you know, my house for $60,000 that I paid for it in the 1980s.
Yeah.
Just like you want to go get a concert ticket from the 1980s.
Ain't happening.
Yeah, prices do go up on stuff. I don't know if you're
It is weird to look
aware.
Back at the Super Jam shows back in the 70s that would come to St. Louis. You'd have REO Speedwagon, Styx.
We called them Rock and Roll Super Bowls or whatever, Rock Super Bowl.
And it was like, you know, $12 ticket or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, it was. Everything was good.
But I was also making, I don't even want to think about what I was
making. And a six-pack of beer, you know, on sale was like $1.99. There you go. Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Good morning. First, I want to say shout out and ditto to two-stroke. 100% agree with you, man. So the FBI, so Fox dropped a really crazy story. So the FBI found evidence that the Venezuelan government was actually facilitating the migration of trained Aguilagra in the process to, quote, undermine the civility and safety of America. So you have a communist country who is letting trained Aguilagra come through, and then the Biden administration just kept the doors wide open for 3 years, and then that explains maybe why the Democrats are so apt to not let to keep these people in the country, because if, God forbid, if this was ever mainstream, if the average normie person understood that their own government, especially Democrats, allowed for an invasion of basically a thug army to come from a communist country, they would lose their minds. This is why it's so important that we've got to back Trump, we've got to back Pete Hegseth, we've got to back everybody in MAGA, because they're the only ones protecting the average man and woman of America from an invasion.
Yep. Yeah, I think you're right. Let's go to Evan. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, guys. You know, what's bugging me is following on the Pete Hegseth thing. I caught an article yesterday. I can't remember who it was from, but it was titled, White House Seeks to Replace Secretary of Defense Hegseth. And it bugged me for a few reasons. You know, the first off was they couldn't they won't acknowledge the Trump administration, the White House. It's like they don't want to use his name in a headline. Two, they try to align themselves with the administration in the article and say all these bad things that, you know, Hegseth has done, these two leaks, and, you know, he leaked to his family, he leaked to that journalist. And then at the very end, in the last little three-sentence paragraph, they basically tell you it's all BS, because though Trump has not come out and publicly said this, and the press secretary has basically stated the opposite, that, you know, that they are behind Hegseth, our source is an anonymous source from within the administration, and he says it's true, so it is.
Huh.
And that just really bugs me. And
that's a great example of how you laid that out. Mm-hmm. They wish for it to be true, therefore they plant the idea and push that narrative. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's bugging me is the first wasps, and this is a real bugging thing, the first wasps and ants of the season are showing up with higher level temperatures, so I can tell the heat is on, and so now I have to go on defense. All right, thanks, guys.
Or you have to go on offense. Yeah, wasps, ants,
take
flies.
Yeah.
I really don't like those.
Mm-mm.
It is 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Code word coming up, and Governor Whitmer wants more control. I told you she's a dominatrix. Details on the way. 97.3 The Sky.